Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply,
it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to the favorite show on the Superhuman Radio Network, Casual Friday. And the reason it's the favorite show can be only one thing, and that's the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks.
See how my voice comes down when yours? See, I have to get down here with you.
That's a stretch.
Well, I'm going to be Smokey Carl for now.
Let's Smokey Carl?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you smoke?
No, but I'm going to have a smoky voice.
So, have you been watching any of the Olympics?
Yeah, a little. The overwhelming feeling that I have about the Olympics today has overshadowed my desire to see any of the competitions or recognize any of the wonderful athletes that are there.
The athletes, the Americans are doing really well.
And I'm happy for them. I just can't watch. I can't watch.
What can't you watch?
I can't watch because I cannot believe that the organization tasked with finding homes for the Olympics every year would no more put the Olympics in the center of a terrorist country that hates us than put the Olympics in a place that is virtually a pool biohazard. The filth, the toxins, the viruses, it's like I can't believe they – look, I'm sorry. People in Brazil, I got to believe you agree with what I'm about to say. I don't think I'm going to offend anybody. The place is a sewer. I can't believe they put the crown jewel of physical culture in a sewer. And that's why was that? Because the country was willing to pay more than some other country that would have been better suited, better environment for it. We have athletes that are choosing not to go to the Olympics. Some woman just pulled her horse out, I believe, from a dressage because she's afraid that the horse will catch there's some sort of virus there, I think, that's being transmitted by flying bugs to horses. And so she just pulled out. You've got people that were worried about, like, coming to the Olympics this year because they were going to be swimming in virtual toilet bowls filled with sewage.
Well, on the positive side, the women's gymnastics team, they are just little balls of fire. They look like they're specimens.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Even like the guys in the pool, the divers and the swimmers, their bodies, they're six-pack abs. And, I mean, they're literally
specimens of humans.
Yeah. So her name is Simone Biles, the gymnast. She took all-around gold yesterday. And Allie Reisman took silver. So, but there is controversy. Like, for example, The Ryan Lochte, the guy that won, I think
he
won
he's
silver.
He's a really hot swimmer today.
He's
right?
Really
Everybody
handsome.
Loves him, right?
Yeah. So he
evidently really handsome. you're the best.
there's a video. Sorry,
just let it play. It'll be background music to your mentioning him. Don't worry about it.
He bleached his hair blonde before he came. Evidently, he like has this thing. He always does his hair different ways or whatever.
Yeah, he's like the Dennis Rodman of swimming. You never know what he's going to come out
with. He bleached it blonde, and then he put some gray in it. Well, from swimming in this murky, nasty water, it's now in overchlorinated water. It's now turned green.
Well, but it's overchlorinated, let's be clear, because they had like an algae problem. I mean, the water looked like lake water, and a lot of the athletes were complaining.
Well, the water's turned green, so his hair turned green. But, yeah, so the water polo pool and diving pool both turned green, and they're saying that somebody said that there was ink running into the water. Gold medal diver Jack Lafleur blames ink running into the water.
Where would the ink come from? Was there a tattoo parlor on the side there doing Brazilian tattoos and the guy spilled some ink in the water? What the hell? Ink? Where did he come up with ink? Like, why ink? Oh, there's something dribbling out of the ground over there. Maybe it's, you know, oil.
Olympic athletes have complained of stinging eyes because organizers have overchlorinated the outside swimming pools in a bid to prevent it from going green. Huge quantities of chemicals have been put into the water next to the diving pool, which turned a bizarre murky color overnight, which we talked about last week. Now the polo players, water polo players, are saying it's damaging their game because they feel nauseous due to the high levels of chlorine. That's not healthy.
Look, I don't know if it's corruption or stupidity, but whoever it was at the IOC, the International Olympic Committee, they're the ones who seek out countries. Countries have to apply to host an Olympics.
Right.
And they've got to put up big money. They have to show that they have the money to put up and create the infrastructure to host the Olympics. And you better believe that they probably have to put up big money that somehow, in some way, favors the IOC or some organization of the IOC. There's definitely some. And so my point is this. Whoever it is that said, yeah, this is a good idea, let's go here to this place that has massive crime. Have you seen the videos of tourists? People are ripping their iPhones out of their hands. The tourists are struggling back. No one's doing anything. And they're ripping the iPhone and then running. They're literally robbing people on the streets there.
The ink, he claims, is seeping into the water from the plastic boards around the pool. And the guys are literally blinded from all the chlorine in the water.
This has got to be, like, someone at the IOC or whatever it is has to lose their job because of this. This is the flipping Olympics. This is all countries set aside their differences and their athletes compete in a warm and prosperous environment. They should not have to worry about terrorists taking shots at them. And they should not have to worry about dying from a virus they get while playing polo.
So, on another different note.
Okay. All right. Well,
I'm just directing the conversation here. Have you ever heard of cupping?
Spooning, I know about.
No, cupping is really popular right now at the Olympics. Oh, speaking of what's popular, I do have to talk about this real quick. Tinder. They said that the Tinder in the Olympic Village has just gone up and that hormones must be raging.
Everybody went to the Olympics to get laid apparently this year because they said that Tinder is like got the record number of hookups ever right now in the Olympic
Village.
Yeah. How cool is that?
Well, looking at some of those bodies, men and women. They are specimens. So anyway, cupping is really popular amongst the athletes. Besides Tinder, cupping. What cupping is, it's either heat or air is used to create a suction in special cups that are placed on the body. And you might see they have little bruises all over their bodies. The vacuum that's created pulls the skin and blood vessels in toward the cup, which is why they can leave marks on the skin.
Right.
Cupping is thought to pull blood to a certain area, improve circulation, loosen up muscles and joints. There's also some suggestion that it might have some anti-inflammatory effects.
Yeah, I'm skeptical until I see science.
A lot of them are doing it. I mean,
so look. Okay, so cupping comes from some of the most ancient medical practices,
traditional Chinese medicine.
Yeah, TCM used to use it. They used to believe that if you were sick, you know, maybe you probably had the flu. Well, that your body became inhabited by some sort of, virus or something. And they believed that cupping would actually pull the toxins out of the body. That's what they would put them all over somebody's chest, over somebody's back, and they'd keep rotating them. And when the suction starts to wear off, they put another one on. Yeah.
In traditional Chinese medicine, the theory is that cupping can influence the flow of energy through the body. If someone's flow is blocked or stagnant, a practitioner might use cupping to impact the flow. Western practitioners may focus more on what the therapy might do to muscles and blood flow.
Interesting.
Speaking of muscles and blood flow, I got a massage last night for the first time in months.
And?
It made me feel so, I mean, I've been having like just my back around my scapula has been really like tight and...
You become aware of it. Sometimes it's like
aches.
What's going on?
It
back
aches.
There? Yeah, yeah.
So the massage therapist said to me, "How long has it been since you've had a massage?" I said, a while. He said, do you work your back out a lot? I said, well, I guess no more than any other body part.
Right.
He said there were more knots in my back than he'd seen in anybody else in a long time.
Wow.
He said that I had knots in my forearms.
Wow. So you carry all that tension in your forearms and your back. Interesting.
Well, I had them in my calves. I had knots everywhere.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So anyway, I feel so much better. So my point in telling everyone this is, if you don't get massages regularly,
you're really missing out.
Yeah, because I felt so much better last night.
So really, it changed your state. So all day long yesterday, you felt miserable.
I almost canceled the massage because I didn't feel good.
Right. You were like, I don't even have the energy to go for this massage.
Well, no, it was because I hadn't slept the night before the energy thing.
No, but I mean, no, when I say energy, like the emotional energy, like, oh, I don't even feel like doing this because I don't feel good right now. Not like you don't have the physical energy. And so you were about to cancel that, and then you went.
Mm-hmm.
And then you came home, and you were a different person.
I felt so much better.
I said to you, You look like you're glowing right now, and I was like, what? Oh, maybe because you had that massage. Because earlier in the day, you looked like, you know.
Well, and massages now, with like the Massage Envy and places like that, they're much more affordable than they used to be years ago.
They're not as great, but if you get a good
practitioner is. But you can if you find one that you really like.
So funny, Massage Envy story. I belong to Massage Envy since it started in Tempe, Arizona. My sister belonged because when she was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, we used to go there. And so I took a membership. And then, like, after a couple of years, they were popping up all over the country. And I come back here and they opened one up in St. Matthews. And so I just kept my membership and I kept on going. And so I've generally gotten good massages. I don't think I can remember any really, really bad massage. But there was this one specific time that this girl was giving me a massage. And so you know how you're laying face down and you got your face in the donut at the end of the table.
Right.
Right. And so she comes around to the front of me. So she's at my head and her sneakers stunk so bad, like old, dirty, stinky sneakers when you never washed them since the day you bought them, but you've worn them for a couple years now.
Ooh, that's disgusting.
And I'm laying on my, and I'm trying not to breathe in, you know, because I'm like, I feel bad. I what do I say? Oh my God, your sneakers stink. Like maybe she's kind of, you know, having a tough time. So I had to like meter my breathing so that I wouldn't get too much of it while I was getting my massage. So then I diverted. I says, hey, you know what? My legs really hurt. Could you start with my legs today? And I just moved around there. But her sneakers, it was like right there in my face. It was so disgusting.
Oh, the stories you tell on the air.
Well, but the truth is, if you're a masseuse and you have sneakers that stink, or shoes that you're wearing that stink, or your feet look like mine, like they actually died already and you're still carrying them around, cover them up so that when people are looking down, they don't have to like be hampered by your sneaker smell.
I do have to say this. So the guy that massaged me yesterday, if any of you ever remember the Hatfields and the McCoys from the West Virginia and the
Kevin Costner did that series.
The series and from down in Eastern Kentucky and West Virginia, the family that feuded, and he's a Hatfield.
Right.
He was a Hatfield, a direct descendant. I thought that was kind of cool.
And his first name was Ants after Ants Hatfield, who started this whole thing. Right. That's like
Hatfield.
His great grandfather.
Exactly. Yeah. Kind of cool.
All right, listen, there's your Appalachian history for this
Go
week.
Read up on the Hatfields and McCoys.
And the McCoys. It's a really
it actually was a good series.
Yeah, Kevin Costner put it out. Watch it sometime. It's good. All right, we're going to take a break. We got lots of really fun things to talk about that have nothing to do with massages. I got lost there. I'll tell you what. You'll know why I got lost there when you come back from the break. Stay tuned.
Something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The Triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the Triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending, Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. So what do you want to talk about
there
first?
There is a massive beef recall.
So all you guys out there with massive beef, you're in trouble.
Cane beef, I guess that's a beef processor in Corpus Christi, Texas, recently recalled approximately 60,350 pounds of ground beef products after a customer called and complained about a package of ground beef being contaminated with foreign material. Guess what that foreign material is? Oh, you know, because I just told you.
Lettuce.
Metal.
Yeah.
It's because in honor of the Olympics, they're putting gold medals in their beef.
They forgot to announce their promotion. That's gold. Don't throw it away. Save it.
Save it. It's like Willy Wonka's chocolate
gold coupon
bar.
Yeah.
Your gold coupon, yeah. So anyway, if you have beef from Cane's Beef, you want to get rid of it.
Okay,
don't
so it's sold under the names of Hill Country Fair Ground Beef. Hill Country Fair Ground Beef, 73%. And also Hill Country Fair Ground Beef. 70. It's all the same. It's okay. So 3 pounds, 5 pounds, and 10 pounds with the Hill Country Fair Ground Beef name on it.
Groundhog Day. You keep repeating the same thing over and over. Okay. So speaking of beef, there was, a lot of people posting, this story on my wall. So I figured we really needed to talk about it. Parents who feed children vegan diet face prosecution under proposed Italian law.
Yeah.
An Italian politician is calling for laws that would see parents prosecuted for imposing vegan diets and other reckless and dangerous eating behaviors on their children.
I got a problem with this. I got a problem with it, but I'll explain later. Okay.
They've proposed this legislation that would see parents who give their children age 16 and under an adequate diet sentenced to up to 6 years in prison. So what is your, what's your thoughts?
Well, right now a lot of us are going, yeah, man, yeah, this is great. This is what we want. These idiots that feed their babies this diet that's going to make them sick. But here's the problem. They'll put other diets in that listing. They'll make people who don't eat whatever the government recommended nutritional template is as being outside of that. So if you decide you want your child to eat a keto diet because they have brain cancer, they could come in and say, no, he's got to eat pasta too. And that's the deal. So I understand.
So he says there is no objection if the person making this choice is an informed adult. The problem arises when it's children that are involved.
That's my point. So the girl that's coming on our show at the end of the month who saved her son by ridding him of brain cancer with dietary and other approaches that did not include chemotherapy or radiation, had done that, they would have said, no, you can't do that. Can't do that. It's too extreme of a diet. The child has to have pasta. The child has to have dairy. The child has to have, you know, all these things that we know are going to progress the cancer. I'm with the reasoning. You know what they should do? They should take parents like this. They should force them to sit through a special learning. They have to, like, okay, your punishment is for the next 5 months, you're going to go to school and understand nutrition for babies. Because no parent purposely does something like this to hurt their child. No parent. They do it because they're misinformed. They're under preposterous ideas that the vegan diet is actually healthier than anything else. And they don't understand what a growing body needs. So they really think they're giving their child a gift because they believe so wholeheartedly that it's good for them. It's got to be good for my child. They need to be at, look, you want to make him a vegan shot? Fine. Wait till he's, you know, 9, 10 years old. Wait till he's 11, 12 years old. Then let him choose. But you weren't raised a vegan. You know, chances are your mother breastfed you and a lot of other things that wouldn't qualify you as being vegan. Give your child the same opportunity as you. But these parents just need to be informed, but not jailed. Because you start jailing people for what they feed their kids. Holy mackerel. We may as well just move into one big dome-covered field and all just live together. And the government can hand us our food every day.
So this is an interesting but weird story.
Okay.
While we're on the subject of vegans and vegetarians, a surprising number of drunk vegetarians secretly eat meat. They relapse and then go on the lamb.
That's funny. So, and we've known this. This is actually from a pretty credible website, right?
A new survey says more than a third of vegetarians eat meat when they've had too much to drink. What's more, they're sneaky about it, with 69% saying they won't fess up.
Yeah. Think
about it. That's crazy.
Yeah, because they...
Why is it?
You know why? Because the vegan template is not about nutrition. It's about religion. People who are vegans are religious. It's like a spiritual commune. Think about it. They want to tell everybody they're vegans. People who like live with their religion, they want to tell everybody that they're Christian or Hare Krishna, and they're always trying to convert people. That's what this is all about.
They crave the meat. There's a reason why they're craving the meat.
Yeah.
Their body needs it.
If you look at what we need nutritionally to live, some of it comes from plants and some of it comes from animal proteins. And it's not like we just ended up that way. That's a result of millions of years of us eating animals and plants. And now to say that one is needed and the other is not is just idiocy. And it doesn't need to become more complex than that. You know, you can get your science and I'll get my science. Well, no, it's just idiocy. We wouldn't have the need for those minerals, micronutrients, and other agents that help our body if we didn't evolve under their access. And so how can we just walk away from that? And that's a truism. That's it. So
I have a blog here. It's a woman who went vegan, and she's given advice on what to eat or how to go vegan. She says, drink lots of water, eat whole foods for breakfast. She said, instead of cereal or pancakes, I would grab a few bananas while on my way out the door. Three of them was all I needed to feel satisfied.
Yeah. Well,
three bananas for breakfast.
Yeah. Well, satiety is not necessarily healthy nutrition.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
Cut meat out of your diet slowly. Cut dairy out of your diet slowly. Take supplements. And she says, I eat lots of desserts.
Yeah. She's healthy. We know she's healthy. I eat lots of desserts. Yeah.
But vegan desserts.
The problem with that whole vegan agenda is, as long as you're not eating animal proteins, as long as you're not eating animal products at all, right? No eggs, no milk, and no animal protein. As long as you're not eating those foods, you're okay. You could be eating Hershey bars and pancakes all day long around the clock. You're a good vegan. Think about that. As long as you're not eating an animal product.
So speaking of massages, there was a guy from Massage Envy that I knew. He was a massage therapist there, and I saw him in Whole Foods. He's a vegan. I think he worked on you one time.
He's the one who told me he was giving his 5 or 6 year old child vegan smoothies all day long, and how great the kid felt.
And it was soy based.
We talked about him on the show.
Yeah,
probably 3 years ago.
Right.
Yeah.
I saw his grocery cart full of soy.
Yeah.
You know, like the soy burgers.
Not being mean, right? Well, was he muscular?
No, he's a little guy anyway. I mean, he was small boned anyway.
He's small boned like a parakeet small boned, or does he look like a bird person?
No.
Bird like features?
No. I don't know what that is, but no.
Okay. Right.
No, he did not.
Okay. All right. Well, look, we have a break here to take, and we're going to take it. I'm going to do it now. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The category killer just got upgraded in a big way. New MassPro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. MassPro Synthogen, when you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back.
Take it away, Elisa Profumo.
So we talked about this a couple years ago, I think, but I wanted to talk about it again. It's a story that's near and dear to my heart.
Okay.
Women with larger behinds are healthier and more intelligent, study finds. So there you have it.
So this is, I remember they did this like a couple years ago, they did this study. Is this just recirculated or
well,
is it a new one?
Well, this is, says it's from July 8th, 2016, but yeah. Maybe they're just recirculating it.
Somehow, yeah. Yeah, but we know that. We know that already.
It turns out that having a little junk in the trunk is a good thing after all.
I know. It's so just imagine, and look how successful, what's her name is, oh, I can't believe I'm going to forget her name. Who was it with that was it Made in America? The singer, J-Lo. Look at how successful she is, right?
Right.
And look at how big her butt is. See?
Belly fat is more metabolically active, meaning it has a greater effect on the brain and overall body compared to fat stored in the lower half, which tends to be more stable and invokes fewer cytokines or proteins associated with insulin resistance and the onset of diabetes.
Yeah, if I was a woman and I had some genetic traits that were going to make my body store some excess fat, would I want it on my hips and thighs, or would I want it on my butt and legs? Because that's usually the pattern. I'd take my butt and legs any day.
Well, and belly? No, belly fat.
I don't want belly fat. Oh yeah, no, that goes with the hips and thighs. Yeah, and the belly fat. Right, exactly.
Right.
But I miss that. But yeah, you're right. But, you know, that's the, I'd rather have the fat in my lower body because that's the fat that doesn't cause, diabetes and all the other related metabolic diseases.
Having a big butt favors leptin levels in the female body, which is a hormone responsible for regulating the weight, and dynopectina, a hormone with anti-inflammatory, vascular protective, and anti-diabetic attributes.
Wow.
The adipose tissue of the buttocks traps harmful fatty particles and prevents cardiovascular disease.
Oh my gosh.
Maintaining a larger behind requires significant amounts of omega-3 fats.
Wow, now that's interesting. If you don't have enough omega-3s, you're not going to have a big butt. That's worth the price of admission right there.
So if you're in the gym trying to build those glutes,
Make sure you got omega-3.
Bone up on those omega-3 fatty acids.
Well, here I'm reading. I don't know if you saw this study. Here it says, but for women to get larger, rounder, more firm butts, they should have their partner massage them twice a day with baby oil.
Sounds like massage is the theme of the show.
Yeah, yeah.
So the omega-3s are proven to boost brain function, memory, and cognitive abilities. Researchers show that children born to women with wide hips are more intelligent compared to those conceived by thinner and less curvy mothers.
Well, think about it. Think why that is.
The kids,
why is that? Kids got to go through the birth canal. The wider hip mom can accommodate a baby with a larger skull. The narrow hip mom, she can't accommodate a baby with a larger skull. As a result, either the baby is not going to have as big of a head, because that would be probably a bad thing for her. She's going to die, maybe. The baby's going to die. But obviously they have C-section now. But I'm going back from an evolutionary perspective. And so it makes perfect sense. It really does. And bigger brains have bigger capacity to do more work. So there you go. That's my theory from an evolutionary perspective.
So here's something that you're probably going to take issue with. Diabetics should think twice before starting the paleo diet.
Well, okay, so assuming that it's not a complete hatchet job on the paleo diet, I could see there might be some problems early. Like, the problem is that some people jump into things too hard, too fast. Like diabetics who go, oh, I just learned about the keto diet, I'm going keto tomorrow. It's like, no, you're going to have to ease into that, because your blood sugars aren't going to accommodate you getting, you know, no carbs in your diet. Maybe the paleo diet on a long term is beneficial, but on the short term, it makes the markers look worse. That could be something like that. That's my guess. Okay.
So this comes out of the University of Melbourne Department of Medicine. I'm not even going to try and pronounce the professor's name.
Okay.
He stated that the paleo diet insists that people avoid refined sugar and processed foods, which would be a positive benefit and consistent with worldwide dietary guidelines. However, it also advocates cutting out dairy and whole grains,
right,
which are important sources of calcium and fiber.
Well, the dairy is. The grains aren't.
And
he just tied the grains are going to give you the fiber. I mean, yeah, but I mean, I don't think that everybody should eat dairy. If you don't do well with dairy, you probably are not lactase persistent, so you shouldn't eat dairy. But grains, nobody should eat grains. Not unless you're dying. Grains are a survival food. It's like, oh my God, the world's coming to an end. How do we live long enough to get through this? The only thing we have left to eat is this stuff here that we have to grind up and process in order to digest. And it doesn't make us feel that good, but we don't die.
He believes that diabetes sufferers benefit most from exercise and the Mediterranean diet, with its fats from fish, olive oil, legumes, and low refined sugar.
Yeah,
which,
I mean,
I think that it's not one size fits all.
No.
Because, like we've discussed, it's depending upon your ancestors,
right,
and where you come from.
Yeah, if you're Asian, the Mediterranean diet may not work good for you. And that's the truth. And if you don't believe that kind of stuff, do you know that pharmaceutical companies, when they develop drugs, they have to develop drugs for the United States and Europe. And then they have to develop drugs for India. Because quite often, the Indian people do not respond favorably or even in the same way that European people respond to certain drugs. And that tells you right there. It's like, oh, you mean to tell me this will lower my blood pressure but raise his, you know. So it obviously food is, you have to trace back to you some ancestral point in the past. Absolutely.
I'd like to have my, not my microbiome, but you know how 23andMe does the ancestry, the DNA testing. I'd like to have that done.
The DNA testing?
Yeah, the DNA testing.
You're going to find out you were related to Cleopatra. That's my prediction.
Okay. So let's talk about caffeine.
Yeah, I've had to give it up once and for all.
Really?
I actually held a funeral in my head for it.
And how did that go? Play that out for us.
It was a lot of crying. A lot of crying, and I'll miss you, and, you know, that sort of thing. But it's dead.
I'd like to be a little fly inside your head sometime to see what goes on inside.
You know what?
There.
It sounds crazy, but having an imaginary funeral for something that you have to let go of is actually quite effective. And you just have to do it a few times, and you may chuckle a few times at it, but that also helps you disconnect with the feelings that you have about loss. But it works.
So we watched the Tony Robbins documentary that's currently on Netflix.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah. So here's what the really amazing thing about the Tony Robbins show for me was.
Oh, I know where you're going with this.
No, you're not. So I have a filthy mouth.
I knew that's where you were going.
Look, I'm from Brooklyn. We invented the curse words and then passed them around to all the other places. I mean, let's get this straight. When I was like 9 years old, I had parents of my friend who wouldn't let me play with him because I cursed so much. Okay?
So I just said there's a time and a place for it.
But as an adult, I don't curse constantly now. I don't. There, when I'm passionate about something, when something gets me really mad, yeah, I can drop the F-bomb as an adjective or a noun.
As every word or every other
word. So here we are. We're sitting down to watch Tony Robbins. This guy's brilliant. There's no doubt about it. The guy is an amazing human being. One in
a
billion
human beings. He can get on anybody's level and communicate with anyone.
Unbelievable. And sensitive, too. He could read people. He's a real good reader. And so we start watching this show, and I know Elisa thinks that Tony Robbins is just like a wonderful human being. And the first like 15, 30 seconds of the show, Tony drops like 3 F-bombs. And I just look over at Elisa. I don't say a word. She looks at me, and I look back. And then he proceeds to talk, and he's cursing, and he's being vulgar. And I look, and I go, he's great, isn't he? And she goes, yeah, I know what you're going to say. And I said, look at how he's cursing. Why don't you turn it off? You don't want to hear this kind of stuff. It was great. I had a moment of what's that word? Absolution.
So anyway, back to caffeine. So the majority of adult acne cases are caused by, or at the very least, they're exacerbated
okay.
by hormonal imbalances. You need progesterone in order to keep estrogen levels in balance, and the reduction of progesterone caused by caffeine can lead to a condition known as estrogen dominance. We've talked about estrogen dominance, but the reason why I wanted to talk about this was that I didn't know that caffeine lowers progesterone levels.
And that's important, especially for women who are on HRT and like it's hit and miss. They can't dial in your prescription. And meanwhile, you don't realize it has something to do with the fact that some days you're having 3 cups of coffee, and some days you're having 4, and some days you're having 2, and then some days you don't drink coffee on the weekends. And
then so your progesterone levels are going to be all over the place.
Yep. And men, progesterone is really important for you too, because when you go on HRT and they start giving you testosterone, your natural progesterone production will drop also, because that's responsible by your testicles, and you lose testicular mass and functionality when you go on TRT. It's a fact. Just get used to it. Well, I think that a lot of guys who don't have male pattern baldness, but they develop male pattern baldness after they go on HRT, it's because of the progesterone drop. Because progesterone it blunts 5-alpha reductase, and so testosterone cannot convert to DHT in the scalp. And so progesterone is important for guys too. That don't think it's a girly hormone and you can just tune out right now, because you need to pay attention to progesterone as well. And it may be anabolic, by the way, but that's another story. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. So when estrogen dominance occurs, then the insulin levels start to rise, which will lead to excess pore clogging, androgens, and more acne in adults. Mm-hmm. Estrogen dominance also causes numerous additional symptoms such as weight gain, hair loss, muscle mass loss, libido loss, PMS, depression, mood disorders, and increased risk of cancer.
Yeah. We're going to come – caffeine's one of those things we're going to look back at someday and go, you know, it wasn't the worst drug in the world, but, man, the whole country got hooked on it for a long time there. Remember that? And it's like, yeah, I agree. I've given up caffeine forever. I will not use caffeine. I'll use meth. I'm going to use meth instead. I'm not going to use caffeine anymore.
So, but like one cup of green tea in the morning does not have that much caffeine in it.
18 milligrams.
And you get benefit from drinking green tea.
Yeah.
So you're not going to use matcha tea anymore?
No, that I guess I am, but I don't think of that as caffeine because it's such a negligible amount of caffeine. I mean, when I'm thinking about caffeine, I'm talking about anywhere in the area of a gram a day of combined sources of caffeine. So, and I keep slipping away from it, and I give it up, and then all of a sudden I get pulled back in again, and it's really an addictive, it's an addictive compound. There's no doubt about it.
My body doesn't tolerate. I mean, I can have a cup of green tea in the morning, but that's about it.
Yeah. If you have any real caffeine, you get the jitters bad. Like you can't even.
I can't think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You get so cute. You get that little glazed look in your eyes. No, I'm kidding. All right. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage, promote joint mobility and flexibility. Flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out getds.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
I like that
song. This. No, but this is a great mix.
Brothers are amused by other brothers' reps. Brother.
That's great.
Because in the night you feel fright.
In the night you feel fright.
Because in the night you feel fright.
Yeah, baby.
Okay, so there is a new hormone that reverses cell aging in humans.
This is pretty exciting. So let's set this story up. We all know about telomeres. The science on telomeres is solid. Either how short they become or the speed in which they shrink seems to telegraph cellular senescence or aging in the body.
The discovery does not promise a prolonged lifespan.
No.
But just a healthier lifestyle.
Yeah, you just don't rot away as you age. You don't degrade as you age. Your cells stay healthy.
Couldn't you achieve that through your diet and exercise?
Yes. Intermittent fasting and intense exercise. See, the problem is the word exercise has been ubiquitous. And even we talked about this yesterday in medicine. They don't distinguish between resistance training or cardio or intensity levels. I mean, saying exercise is like saying car. Well, there's a lot of different types and models, and you know, so people need to become a little bit more specific with this. But yes, as heavy resistance training, intense exercise, calorie restriction, getting your sleep right, and now this.
So researchers used a synthetic male hormone known as danazol. It's a steroid to arouse the production levels of telomerase. Telomerase is best known for keeping cells young by preventing DNA telomerase cells from shrinking.
Right.
The process stops the generation of telomerase and attaches itself to the end of the body's chromosome. Why I couldn't say that word, I have no idea.
No, but it sounded good. You did a really good job. So danazol is an ethysterone. It's used on women too. It's used in to treat women. It's a mild anabolic, very, very mild. But it's a moderate androgenic, and it is it's used to treat endometriosis in women.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. So it's used in women. It's used in men. It's a synthetic. It's a synthetic form of the male testosterone the hormone, male or female testosterone. Yeah. So this should work with women as well. This research. So go ahead.
In the study, danazol was distributed over a 2-year period to 27 patients who had aplastic anemia, which was caused by the mutation of telomerase genes.
Mm-hmm.
The discovery can also produce treatment for scarred lungs and pulmonary fibrosis. Over a 2-year period, a person will lose 100 to 120 telomerase base pairs. However, people with telomerase deficiencies could lose 200 to 600 base pairs. I wonder how many we have total.
Billions. Good.
When participants were given the new treatment, the length of telomere cells stopped shrinking and increased by an average of 386 pairs. Hemoglobin mass increased, which meant patients no longer needed to rely on blood transfusions.
So the interesting, I want to do this show. They wouldn't come on the show, the authors. I'll tell you why I wanted to do this show. I want to understand why danazol, why not just plain old testosterone? You know?
So what does danazol do to hormones?
No, it is a hormone. It's a synthetic hormone.
So why
use... it acts on the body as other hormones.
Well, okay, then now I understand why you asked that question. Why use a synthetic when you could use...
Maybe estradiol does the same thing. Maybe testosterone does the same thing. Maybe DHT does the same thing. Maybe the androgen, the action of the androgen in the androgen receptor does this. It improves telomere. But maybe this one does better than others. That's what I want to know. Like, why this one? Why was this one the magic and not some other, derivative of a cholesterol based hormone? Maybe progesterone does it.
I have a feeling that within our lifetime, we may see so much more research on longevity.
Oh, we're going to. You know why, right? Because the drug companies are tired of being villainized. And so they're going to give us the drugs we want. This is what happens when industry listens to its customers. That's why look what they did with metformin. Oh, new anti-aging. Everything's about anti-aging now. Everything that they're doing is about anti-aging now.
But why would you use metformin for anti-aging? I know there's a lot of people out there that like it.
If you have regularly high levels of blood sugar, you are aging faster. And that, as well as other things, cinnamon, vinegar, resveratrol.
Exogenous ketones.
Exogenous ketones. They will all help you lower blood sugar. But metformin is a drug that that's already out there and being used, and they just want to expand their base. So that's a great drug for them to use. Look,
they make money at it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You want to go ahead and take our break?
No, we still have a few minutes, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, so there is Chantix. They're calling that intoxication. Wait a minute, let me.
So Chantix is an SSRI that's prescribed for people who want to quit smoking, and as well as other. High-risk behaviors that seem to have a dopamine reward-driven effect.
So evidently there was a guy who killed someone, and he was using Chantix.
Right.
And he said that it made him have involuntary intoxication.
Right.
And he got off in court because he was using this drug.
With murder.
He killed someone and got off in court. He didn't have to go to prison because they said it was the Chantix that caused him to have involuntary intoxication. However, it's still on the market and people are still taking it.
Well, and I'll tell you what else. Right now, the government should be watching after this story broke. The government needs to watch for all of the bumper crop of Chantix prescriptions that are going to occur in the next few months because those people have plans of killing somebody.
A Maryland man was found not criminally responsible for shooting his wife in the neck in their home in 2014 because he was found to be suffering from involuntary intoxication due to Chantix.
I can see it now. Could you see it now? You slept with four men last night? Honey, I took Chantix. Oh, okay. It's okay. Don't worry about it. Not your fault. The Chantix did it.
So, I mean, and their stories go on and on about the people who are getting off in court because of using this drug, and they're claiming they were involuntarily intoxicated.
Man.
But they took the drug knowing the side effects of it.
Well, maybe they truly didn't know the side effects. Maybe they had taken the drug for a few months and had no big deal, and all of a sudden this one night. Maybe it's one of those things.
So the side effects are mild nausea, headache, difficulty sleeping, nightmares, vomiting, abdominal pain, constipation, flatulence.
Sounds like it makes you a really fun person to be around, doesn't it?
Depression and suicide, thoughts of suicide, suicidal behavior.
You know what somebody should do on YouTube? Somebody should take all of these side effects and have somebody act them out like that's how they're living. I mean, could you imagine?
Erratic behavior, drowsiness. In 2009, the FDA has required the drug to carry a black box warning.
Yeah, right. That it could kill you, in other words. Taking this drug
that you could kill other people while you're on it.
Oh, really?
That's what I just said.
No, I know, but I mean, or it could kill you as well. Black box warnings usually have something to do with the person who's taking them. I guess it tells you that you could act out and be unaware of your actions or something like that. That's amazing.
I can't believe it's still on the market.
Oh, I know. This is the divine wisdom of the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration. This is divine. I mean, think about this. Think about if this was, you know, I'll coin your argument. Think about if this was some supplement company or some compounding pharmacist who did this to one person. He'd go to jail. The companies would go to jail. Everybody would go to jail. They'd lose their businesses. But meanwhile, this pharmaceutical company just keeps on prescribing Chantix.
Pfizer has denied that the drug has any neuropsychiatric effects.
Oh, then that's to put an end to that. It's all baloney. They said so.
More than 2,000 people have joined in lawsuits against Pfizer for various psychiatric problems, including suicide and suicidal thoughts. Pfizer settled most of them for an estimated $299 million.
Wow. Holy mackerel.
But they still get to sell the drug.
Yeah, they'll make the money back. Somebody should open up a website where if you do something stupid, they'll sell you a Chantix prescription, like a fake one. You take it into your boss and you have to, look, I want Chantix. Here's my prescription.
So the black box warning is for serious neuropsychiatric problems.
Yeah, I'd say so. All right, we're going to take our break. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you why. You may hear a dingier side of me today. I'm going to explain why that is when we come back. Stay tuned.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The category killer just got upgraded in a big way. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Depeche Mode. So, I'm going to share little information. For those of you listening to the show today and think I sound a little bit off, I am. I haven't slept well in 2 weeks. Last night was the first night I had a good night's sleep because my doctor, my wonderful doctor, Dr. Matt Andre, called in a prescription for lorazepam, half milligram lorazepam, which is a benzodiazepine, a lot weaker than like Valium or anything like that. And last night was the first time I've slept well in 2 weeks. And when I say slept well, I mean I've basically developed some form of insomnia where as I drift off to sleep, I just wake back up. And it's been so bad that I literally had to move out of the bedroom because I can't keep waking Elisa up. So I go down in the basement and I sleep. We have a nice plush basement. It's not like a, it's not like it's a bad thing. It's actually nice down there. But I go down there because my frequent awakenings would drive anybody crazy, and they're driving me crazy. But last night I had the first good night's sleep that I've had in 2 weeks, and it's because I took a milligram of lorazepam and 10 milligrams of melatonin. I slept through the whole night, and I'm still a little hungover today. I really am. There's no doubt about it. I'm feeling a little groggy, so it's coming through. That's what's going on this end here.
So are you going to continue to take them?
No. I discovered what the problem was, you know. And I was thinking about it. You know, I think when I didn't feel well, after like the first week of not sleeping, you really start to become a sort of zombie. And I'll bet anything that no one heard it in me on the air because I just used some ketone salts before I went on the air all the time. And I could literally feel my brain clear up and information would move better, and I'd be able to think clearer, so I was safe. But the rest of the time, I felt like a zombie. But I did discover what it was, and it got it out of my diet quickly after figuring it out. But that's the difference between the people in this audience and the people, the average person in the world, right? So we are actually looking for what's caused it. We don't go to the doctor and say, "Doc, this makes me feel terrible. Give me something to make it go away." So we still encounter superhumans, still encounter setbacks. They still encounter issues. But the difference is that we find answers that resolve them and make them go away as opposed to cover them up and then you live with them. But, yeah, it's been the past 2 weeks have just been horrible. I mean, I've been so depressed and it's been very, very difficult for me to stay focused throughout the day. And, you know, you and I, we put in long friggin' days.
Yes.
So... But yeah, if I'm a little loopy today, you can thank benzodiazepine.
So I don't like to get political on the show. So this by no means has any political
inference
yeah. or anything. I just one of our listeners, Misty, sent me this article, and I thought I'd talk about it because we all know that Bill Clinton is a vegan.
Well, I don't think he's a vegan anymore.
He's a vegetarian.
I think he's a lacto vegetarian because he uses protein shakes, but they don't give him enough protein. But he's getting protein shakes now.
Well, there are people who are speculating about Hillary Clinton's health right now.
Really?
I didn't know. They say that she has well documented brain injuries, which could be causing even mundane daily tasks to seem difficult at times.
I didn't know that. I mean, you couldn't guess that from her performance. She's always spot on and sharp as a razor. I mean, she doesn't, surely as much as she's been in the media, if that was true, someone would have caught her like doing
something. Well, they have several pictures of her coughing and,
Coughing. Hell, if coughing is a brain problem,
a photo, there was a photo that emerged showing staffers, taking her or helping her up the flight of stairs.
Well, look, this campaigning thing has to be brutal. Can you imagine how they're flying, they're traveling, they've got to learn. It's high pressure. I'm sure she's exhausted. She's human. I mean, so, what are they saying about her brain injuries? But where did they come from? And obviously, we don't know any of this to be true, right? This is no one has taken the time to snope this or anything, right?
So there was a photo where she almost fell, and they're saying that one of the men on her campaign trail is actually not he's her doctor, and he's traveling with her.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So. Yeah, we don't know. I mean, I hesitate to even comment about it because this is a lightning rod.
I only brought it up because one of the listeners sent it to me. So.
Yeah, but it's I wouldn't put a lot of stock in it, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Anyway, so what else we got to talk about there, lovely and talented?
So evidently, There's a new study that's going to be published in the 2016 August issue, which should have already been out, Environmental Science and Technology Letters. It's about the levels of industrial chemicals mm-hmm. that are linked with cancer
right.
that are in our drinking water. And this study comes out of Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health.
Right. So this is tap water we're talking about.
For many years, chemicals with unknown toxicities such as PFASs were allowed to be used and released to the environment, and we now have to face severe consequences. In addition, the actual number of people exposed may be even higher than their study found because government data for levels of those compounds in drinking water is lacking for almost a third of the U.S. population. Get a filter.
Get a filter. Don't drink tap water.
Well, but the problem is, even if you buy bottled water, a lot of times it's tap water.
Well, you got to know what kind. Okay, so spring water, in my humble estimation, is probably the better choice. If it's not spring water, it is. It's just purified tap water.
PFASs have been used over the past 60 years in industrial and commercial products ranging from food wrappers, clothing, to pots and pans.
See, I was just messaging with somebody the other day, and I said, my biggest fear is that we've already gone way too far as far as the destruction of our food and water, our environment. I'm not talking about global warming either. I think that there's a bigger threat to our existence right now, just from the standpoint of the fact that we have so many chemicals in our environment, in our water, in our food. We have so many bad practices that have destroyed the food chain, the water, and now the air.
Although many major manufacturers have discontinued the use of some of the PFASs, the chemicals continue to persist in people and wildlife. Drinking water is one of the main routes through which people can be exposed.
Yeah. Some of this stuff gets in your body. It stays there forever. It doesn't come out.
66 of the public water supplies examined, serving 6 million people, had at least one water sample that measured above the EPA safety limit of 70 parts per trillion for two types of PFASs.
And let's not forget, just because the EPA has a limit doesn't mean that their estimations of how harmful this stuff is even on. Their limit could be way too high. Who knows?
Well, and speaking of the levels, it says here that the levels that were established didn't take children into consideration, and that studies suggest that the levels should be much lower for children.
Yeah. Yeah, it's shocking. I think that, you know, what agencies that have had the jurisdiction to control the release and application of chemicals in our environment have done a terrible, terrible job. They've actually contributed to the destruction of this planet and its civilization, quite frankly. I know that sounds harsh, but it's true. This attitude of, oh, yeah, it's okay. A little bit's okay. We'll set a standard. Look, we'll make up this number. You know, we'll do a couple studies on rats and we'll make up this number. We'll say this is where it has to stay. And we'll issue that number with some sense of authority where people go, oh, well, that's okay then. But they really don't know. They have no clue. How many times do we look back at generations before us and look at their practices and their beliefs and go, oh my God, what the F were they thinking? Mercury to cure disease? Like, what the F were they thinking?
That's it. They use that all the time.
I know. I mean, it's like they're going to look back at us someday and go, what were these people thinking? They basically pooped in their water and ate it and then drank it. They released all these harmful chemicals into the environment, and then they lived with them, and they wonder where all these childhood diseases coming from. Come on. And that's why I say these agencies, they need to go back in and do a 2.0 and go, you know what? Nothing new released in the environment, period. Nothing new until we can figure out what's out there already and what it's doing to people. That's it. That's my opinion. If you believe that I'm right, vote for me. Damn it.
Okay, so moving on. I guess over in the UK, the supermarkets have pledged to move to cage-free eggs.
Hmm.
They're following a similar movement that has taken hold here in the U.S. So let's talk about what cage-free means. because
it's not what people think it is.
It's not what people think.
So when you say cage free, people think, oh, happy chickens running around in a big open pasture, chasing each other and pecking, eating worms, dropping little turds, right? That's they see. Oh, just free roaming chickens.
Right, but that's not those are pasture chickens.
Right.
Pasture chickens are going to cost a lot more than the caged chickens.
Right, right.
So there's different types of cages. So a battery cage is where the hens often can't stand up, they can't turn around, and they can't spread their wings. They developed debilitating foot issues from standing on the metal grates. So this is just, when they say cage-free eggs now, this is just a step up from that
battery
cage.
Yeah, they're not in that cage.
They're still in a cage, but it's a bigger cage.
Well, so
it's called an aviary cage. It's a giant version of the battery cage in which hens are kept in a single space. This allows the birds to move around, but conditions besides that aren't necessarily better. Cage-free in this sort of setting does not require much, if any, access to outdoors, nor do the birds have very much room to themselves, and illnesses and fights are often common.
How terrible.
They stir up vast amounts of dust, which can be dangerous to the farmers who keep them. Well, in that case, I'm more concerned about the chickens than I am the farmers.
Farmers, who are exploiting and making money off of these animals.
So now, the pasture-raised hens are the ones that have extensive access to outdoors.
And so where we get our eggs, Chelsea, she has this giant house. It's like a giant barn that they actually drag around with tractors and move to different areas of the field. It stays open. It's got like a big door on the front. And it stays open. She said, but at night, you've got to give them shelter. You've got to give them someplace to go and roost, or, you know, coyotes and dogs and everything will prey upon them. But they don't lock them in there. They don't force them to go in there at night when all the chickens are in there. They just come and close the door. In the morning, they open the doors and the chickens come out. So they're actually on grass inside the building that they can eat and peck at.
At night.
Yeah, at night. And then they can come out in the mornings and go into the fields. And she says, and they just rotate where they put the house based on how the grass is growing. They just chase the grass. I mean, that sounds like a happy chicken to me.
That sounds like the place. I'm so glad we buy our eggs from these people.
Yeah. And that's how they raise their chickens that we eat, too.
Yes.
So the best tasting fryers. Oh my God.
Their chicken is amazing.
Yeah, yeah. They don't ship. I tell you who it is. It's Dutch Creek Farms. They're here in Kentucky. I wish we could get them to ship. I've talked to them before. I said, I'll expose you to the audience. The problem is the cost of shipping is just debilitating. It's because you got to ship it, you know, rapidly and usually frozen, in some sort of freezer box. All right. Look, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
The number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today. Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent-pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. In the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. You think love at first sight really exists?
Well, according to a study that it's an older study, but it's an interesting story. A study out of researchers from Syracuse University found, it was a 2010 study, that it only takes 1/5 of a second for the brain to release a cocktail of chemicals, including things like adrenaline, dopamine, and serotonin, that puts you in a love-induced state of bliss.
I believe it. I didn't believe it. For much of my life, I actually used to think that people who thought they experienced love at first sight were just idiots. And they really didn't understand that you can fall in love with anybody you want, and there's no one single person. And that's just nonsense, and you're a bunch of dipheads. And that's what I really believed. I believed that for the majority of my life.
The psychological response of falling in love actually has the same effect as doing a line of cocaine, which may explain why the euphoric feeling of love can actually feel like a drug.
You know, I get that analogy, but cocaine also freezes your teeth, and love doesn't do that.
The complex chemical responses can actually make you feel different types of love depending on the area of the brain they affect. So the researchers studied MRIs identifying the cortical networks associated with passionate love and compared these findings to the regions of the brain affected by other forms of love, such as compassionate love.
Mm-hmm.
Passionate love is the initial love-struck feeling of being swept off your feet, while compassionate love is that deep emotional connection that grows stronger as couples bond over time.
And, you know, you hear people who say they saw their wife the first time and knew that they would marry that person. You hear women say, you know, I just knew this guy was going to be an important part of my life, like the moment I saw him. And that's probably the same thing. You know, that's kind of like that love at first sight kind of a thing, whatever that chemistry is. And so it's real. I would have never believed it, but it is real. It does happen. Does it happen just for you and one other person on the planet? I don't think that's probably true. I think that probably there are other people on the planet that can make you feel that same way, but it definitely happens to people. And if it doesn't happen to you in your entire life, it's kind of sad, because I really went through life with women who were more interested in me than I was in them. So I kind of like, and I like that. I like being in that position. I was, you know, when I was young, I was a good looking guy. I had, you know, I was charismatic. I was a lot of fun. And so I always gravitated towards women who wanted to be with me, right? I didn't have to pick them. They picked me. But then when you fall in love with somebody, it's all of a sudden it's a game changer. You want to be with them. And that's a really, really wonderful feeling. I hope everybody experiences that in their life.
So, experts agree that this is the best breakfast for weight loss.
Yeah, I looked at it and I don't believe it.
I read it and I said, who are these experts? If you're looking to lose weight, it's time to skip the cold cereal and start enjoying a comforting bowl of oatmeal in the morning.
Yeah, next to a half a dozen eggs. Yeah. Yeah. See, that's the problem. And we talked about this the other day. The problem is that when we talk about our diet, it always revolves, like, the average American diet, while it may have a lot of meat in it, that's not what people are thinking about. What they're really thinking about is the big carbohydrate part of the meal.
So it says it's backed by science. A small study found that those who ate oatmeal daily for 6 weeks had a greater decrease in cholesterol levels and waist size than those who ate the same amount of carbs in noodles over the same time period.
There may be some value to...
Well, yeah, but they're eating noodles.
Yeah, which is,
you know,
crap.
They're not eating eggs or Greek yogurt or...
Yeah, they should have compared it to a higher protein meal. You're right. That would have been interesting. That would have been interesting.
Oatmeal offers the calories and fibers you need to stay satisfied all morning long, unlike sugary breakfast cereals full of refined carbs. But here again, they're comparing it to cereal.
But I will give them this. Way too many people eat cereal. Way too many people. And I mean, I'm talking about adults that still eat Captain Crunch. I get it. I loved Captain Crunch when I was a kid, but I'm not a kid anymore. And my life, I work too hard to put that kind of crap in my body anymore. And it's like,
I did used to, when I was younger, I liked cereal.
Everybody did. But it's a terrible food. It's garbage. And so I can see, look, getting those people not to eat Captain Crunch and eat oatmeal instead, two thumbs up. I think this article's great.
I liked grape nuts in my oatmeal. I mean, grape nuts in my yogurt.
Yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how a lot of people were doing that before they started putting the little pouch of it on top, right?
Right.
The granola on top.
And then that led to them putting the granola on top. So here, the trainer to the celebrities, Bob Harper, says that you should eat your carbs for breakfast. They're burned more efficiently in the morning than at night.
I don't know about efficiently, but I agree that starchy carbs should be restricted to the time of day before like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then after 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you should switch to fibrous, well, you know, green.
Isn't there
vegetable.
Some school of thought that you should eat carbs at night because it helps you
sleep? Oh, yeah. No, I don't know that it helps you sleep. All the people who did those carb backloading diets.
Right.
So a lot of people, we talked about carb backloading. I got a lot of emails. I even met guys at the gym who said, oh, man, carb backloading is great. I'm putting on so much weight. And then they all say the same thing, but my sleep has gone to hell. I'm having to take 20 milligrams of melatonin. I'm still not sleeping through the night. Sure, because you're having mad fluctuations. Your body is trying to digest all those carbs. Blood sugar is going up and down when your body wants to rest. It's a stupid idea. Eat your energy foods when you have the greatest probability of expending energy, and eat your lower energy foods at the times when you're winding down. It's simple. It doesn't get any simpler.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Unlike the gluten-free oats.
Yeah,
was it
good.
Bob's Red Mill or
Bob's Red Mill or Red Bud or something like that?
Bob's Red Mill or something.
Yeah, I like it too. You got me to start eating that
again. Well, we bought them when Alex was here.
Yeah,
I had bought them a long time ago, but I had never used them. So then I purchased them again when Alex was here, and they're really good.
They're very good, very good. And I do like oatmeal in the morning. I like oatmeal in the morning, and it's a lot of cinnamon and, you know, maybe a little protein powder. It's delicious. But anyway, all right, let's take a break. We've got a lot of good stories, and we got some listener comments to read, too. Stay tuned.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using Can-See eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit Can-See eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. Can-See eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse Can-See eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how Can-See eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit anabolicminds.com today and get into the action. Anabolicminds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using Can-See eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit Can-See eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. Can-See eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse Can-See eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how Can-See eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Out here in the perimeter, there are no stars.
Out here
we is stones. immaculate.
Rolling Stones. Welcome back. So, Elisa, what are we talking about now?
Do you want to talk about pee?
Yeah. I want to talk about poop, but pee's okay. Okay.
So, do you think that your pee can...
tell you anything?
Tell you anything about your health?
Yeah, absolutely. If it's the color of, like, a pink grapefruit, you're bleeding internally.
So, according to some experts, they said they don't care about the color of your pee particularly. Many foods can change the color of your pee. If you down a whole bunch of beets, your pee is going to be red.
Yep, that's true. I've done it.
Really?
Yeah, anytime we make beets and I drink the beet juice, because I drink all the beetroot juice, my urine is definitely redder.
And asparagus can turn it green.
Well, it can make it smell like asparagus.
We don't really use color as a barometer for your health unless we're trying to make sure you're hydrated. And we want to see that it's relatively clear. If your pee is a darker shade, like dark yellow or even amber, you're not getting enough fluids. Urine ought to be closer to clear than it should be dark yellow. That surprises me. There's so many people I know don't drink water.
I know. I was just thinking that because you just told me.
Yeah, I was talking.
There was somebody you gave ketones to, and they said, well, how should I take it? Say, well, drink a big glass of water first, and then put it in a big glass of water and drink that. And he goes, do I have to use water?
He said, can't I use milk or tea?
And so you said, no.
I said, just use water. And he said, but I don't drink water.
I'm like, dude, are you serious?
I said, because has an office and he works out of an office. I said, you need to go buy water, put it in your refrigerator and drink, you know, a lot of water every day.
Well, he's actually a member of the medical industry.
Yes, he is.
He's an allied health field. He's a dentist, right? Or an orthodontist.
Yes.
I don't drink water? What are you? You kidding me?
Well, so many people don't drink water.
But I have Cap'n Crunch cereal right before I go to bed at night. No, I'm only kidding.
So there's no normal amount of water to drink, but for healthy people with healthy kidneys produce 2 liters of urine a day. Since normal bladder capacity is between 300 to 400 cubic centimeters, that means you're going about 5 times per day.
Think about how big that is. So they make 600 centimeter. I mean, he said, I was thinking ML. I'm sorry, never mind.
So
what if a centimeter in space is the same thing as 1 mL? Interesting. Okay.
It says men who, I was reading.
I'm going to see who's going to talk first. Okay.
Having a standoff. Men who pee sitting down should see a physician.
No, they should see a gynecologist.
If you have to sit down to urinate to push it out, there's a fancy name for that called CREDEING. Credean? That's basically because you have to use your abdominal muscles to pee. So you have to sit down and you tense your abdominal muscles and you get your urine out. There's a problem there. Might be a good idea for men of a certain age to sit down even if they're just peeing.
Also, if you go to the beach and you get sand in your vajayjay while you're sitting down and urinating, you can get that out.
What about the myth breaking the seal?
What is that, breaking the seal?
When you're out drinking with your friends and you feel the urge to urinate, it's commonly known as breaking the seal. Once you go, you have to keep going.
Oh, I can stop if I have to. I absolutely can. It's not something that people do regularly, but I can actually stop the stream of my urine if I have to.
It says there's no great science there. It's breaking the seal. The idea that your initial jaunt to the restroom will trigger a barrage of trips thereafter.
Oh, I don't believe that.
No.
No, because your bladder has a certain capacity. When your bladder gets full, you're going to have to urinate, unless you're an idiot. And keep in mind, this has been shown in truck drivers, over-the-road truck drivers. Higher degree of bladder cancer and both malignant and non-malignant malignant growths in the bladders of truck drivers who are notorious for holding their urine.
Right.
You know, because they got to urinate so bad, but they get paid by the mile and the clock is ticking. And so they go, oh, I'm just going to do the best. And they just hold it. I mean, for crying out loud, bring a jug and urinate in the cab if you have to. Don't do that, because holding your urine too long can concentrate things. The pressure against the bladder wall causes micro tears. Those tears turn into inflammation. The inflammation turns into cancer or growths or cysts or polyps, or whatever you want to call them.
So blood in your urine, of course, that's not good. It's they say here it could be prostate cancer, bladder cancer, or it could be benign as something like a bladder or urinary tract infection.
Sure, sure. Or if somebody kicked you in the stomach the night before at the bar. Go ahead.
Painful urination could be signs of bladder or urinary tract infection or a sexually transmitted disease.
Yeah.
Or something abnormal with your urethra.
Right. Your urethra.
No, yours. Okay. Is holding my pee in bad for you? You just said that.
I don't read these articles, so they're going to say no, I bet.
But making it a habit is not a good thing, so you're right.
The over-the-road truck driver study was amazing, and what it showed about truck drivers, the bladder, and the prevalence for bladder cancer and growths.
So could I pee too much?
No. How could you pee too much?
It could be a sign of a larger health issue.
Well, people who frequently urinate quite often, when they start to become insulin resistant, there's a high degree of sugar in their urine. It stimulates the need to urinate more frequently. So they have the urge to pee a lot. Yes, in that case, it could be something. But if you're drinking a lot of water, I mean, okay, you shoot for a gallon a day. You don't always hit a gallon a day. And you also urinate frequently. You probably have a tiny little bladder. If I have a 600 centimeter bladder, you probably have a 300 centimeter bladder. So you're going to go twice as much given the same amount of water.
Well, they say here it could, they talked about the diabetes issue, like you just said.
Right.
And then also peeing too much could also be a sign of overactive bladder.
Oh, yeah. So let's give you a pill for that. As women age and they go through menopause, if they don't get on HRT, the imbalance in hormones causes weakening in the diaphragm floor, which makes it more difficult for women to control their bladder. So they tend to urinate more frequently because they know that if they don't, they'll start tinkling in their underwear and they don't want to have to go wear one of those pads that mom wears. And so they just go to the bathroom at every chance they can because they don't want to be caught by surprise, like, oh my God, and they're peeing on themselves. But that is completely not an issue for women who get on HRT as they're going through menopause because the bladder floor, the diaphragm stays powerful and strong.
That's interesting because when I was looking for a doctor, I saw those nurse practitioners around the first of the year, and they were big on bladder control. And they talk about doing Kegel exercises. Mm-hmm. Well, if you just get your HRT right.
But most women don't want to do HRT nowadays. They're afraid of it. That's the problem. They've been misled.
So is urine sterile? Can I drink it?
So here's the rumor I've heard. You can drink your own urine once. Like if you're dying, you're in the desert, you can drink your own urine once. You can't drink it a second time because of the concentration of certain metabolites. I don't know how true that is.
It says here, yes, urine is sterile, but that doesn't mean you should drink it.
Could.
It says that doesn't mean you should drink it.
Right.
We don't want you drinking your pee. The trend of urotherapy, I've never heard of that. Urotherapy, in which you drink pee or put it on yourself in hopes of achieving clearer skin and an energy boost, isn't generally advisable unless you're fighting to survive.
There you go. So you can drink your own pee for survival. So here's an interesting thing.
Urotherapy is bizarre, disgusting, and not endorsed by any serious professionals.
But it may not be. You know, it's disgusting to us because we have these social constructs, right? That you know, what is good and what is bad, right? Urine is not inherently dirty or bad because it comes out of your body. The old Italian people, my grandmother, I'll never forget this. My grandmother Bomina, her real name was Pauline.
Paulina.
So her real name was Paulina, but I couldn't say that as a little kid. I used to call her Bomina, so that became my name for her. My grandmother told my sister, when my sister got a pimple, I must have been, I don't know, 6 or 7. My sister was a teenager of maybe 15 or 16, and she had a pimple, and she was so upset about it. And my grandmother told her in the morning, It only works with the first pee. She said, you take your hands when you pee and put it in the stream of your urine and put it on the pimple and it'll go away.
Did she do it?
Yeah.
Did it go away?
Yes. Yes.
That's interesting.
Yes. So, you know, now we never talked about that outside the house because we didn't want all the other neighbors to think that we were kind of like voodoo people, you know, like, oh, they kill chickens there and sacrifice it. But my grandmother said that that's what they used to do in Italy. When a woman got a zit, she did it with her first morning urine because for some reason that has like higher concentrations or something. Or maybe it has hormones in it. I don't know. And you put it on the pimple and it goes away. So there you go.
So when you feel like you have to pee but nothing comes out, this happens to a lot of people. It's very common in both men and women. Usually that's over your bladder kind of being overactive or overly sensitive.
Yeah, so if you're the type of person that becomes anxious easily, you know, like just something you didn't have to pee, and then all of a sudden something happens and you're a little nervous, a cop gets behind you, you think he's going to stop and write your ticket, all of a sudden you have the urge to pee.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it. That's all of them.
Do we have any, we have some things that we have to talk about that listeners
sent us,
right? Okay, so let's do that. So we're going to take our last commercial break. When we come back, we've got something from Johan Otterstrom, and I think you have something from an anonymous person. Stay tuned.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Live On Labs. You too can benefit from Live On Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Live On Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The Category Killer just got upgraded in a big way. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back. So, Johann Utterstrom, a superhuman representative of the superhuman nation who lives in Sweden, posted something on my wall today that's really pretty amazing. There is a shark, and I'm going to try to pronounce the name if I can, called the Hakaringan shark that is gets to be like 400 meters long. I mean, this is a big fish, right? It's like a whale shark. And it lives to be 500 years old.
That's
it
amazing.
It doesn't reach sexual maturity until it's 150.
Wow.
So then it can start having offspring. What could we learn from this shark? So what's going to happen now is some company's going to find out that this shark eats the poop of another fish in the ocean, and then they're going to put that in capsules and sell it to people as an anti-aging product. the fish poop that keeps the Hakaringan shark alive for 500 years is now available to you here on Home Shopping Network. So anyway, so that was nice. Thank you very much for that, Johan. And then you had something that someone sent in to you, right?
I did. It's from one of our listeners. Said that Carl had mentioned on one of the keto series shows that everyone should do keto for a week to kill cancer cells. I hope you can go into that more on a future show about how healthy people can leverage keto, however you pronounce it, in cancer prevention. Any studies on it? Is it a week, a year, a month? For folks like me, I want to go totally keto, but I don't want to go totally keto, but would like to try it occasionally for the cancer benefits.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. So I'm going to have to email somebody. There is a doctor in California who does this and has written his own protocol on what to do once a year if your goal is to reduce your risk of developing cancer.
And with so, Dr. D'Agostino?
No, I don't think Dom would want to even get into – he may say, you know – in theory, but I don't. But there's a doctor out in California who does it, and he espouses it. And I know who knows him, and I'm going to message that person, and I'm going to say, can you put me in touch with that doctor? And we'll just have him on the show, because I'm not going to guess at it. I mean, I got to believe a week to 2 weeks in keto. I mean, real keto. I'm talking where you're putting out maybe close to 2 millimoles of ketones a day at that level throughout the day, which would be considered like a therapeutic level of ketosis. I got to believe that in a week or 2 weeks, you'd pretty much obliterate anything that was in your body that was remotely going to even develop into cancer. There's other things you'd have to do with it, I would bet. And that's all. I'll have him come on. I'll have him come on. Because I'd like to know too, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Wouldn't you like have somebody give you a pro? Well, this is what you do. You do this from day one through six. You do this from day six through nine, you know. Just give us the whole. So we'll
yeah, but it seems like one size wouldn't fit all with everybody.
You're probably right, but
because it depends on how you live the rest of the year.
Yeah.
I mean, if you go out and party and drink, and
you may have to do it twice a year, you may have to do it 3 times a year. That depends on
you may have to change your lifestyle.
Yeah. Well, that would be the ideal thing, right? To do this and then use this as a jumping off point to change your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And naturally, you know, the thing I find most humorous about people when it comes to changing their lifestyle We have friends that you know, lots of friends from the show and everything that go in an effort to lose weight. They do something, and they do it for a short period of time, and they have success. They lose 10 pounds. And then you don't see them for a while, and then you see them again, and you go, how you doing? And they go, well, I put all that 10 pounds back on and two more. And when you say, well, what happened? Ultimately, we find out that they stopped that lifestyle. The word lifestyle, the word life implies long trajectory, right? Long time. So you have not made a lifestyle change unless you are doing it for the rest of your life or until you replace it with a different lifestyle change. But the idea that you do something for 5 weeks, 6 weeks, and you've lost all this weight, and then you go back and you go back to what you were doing before and put it all back on again, that's not a lifestyle change. That's like a little intervention. It's like a sampler. I'm going to sample what my life could be like if I ate healthy, but I'm only going to do it for like 10 days. And then I'm going to go back and do the stuff that I've been doing that's making me sick. So, you know, it frustrates me. Once you start a program, stick with it for the rest of your life. We had a thing going on the other day on Facebook. You remember that? Where the guy was asking us about exogenous ketone use for weight loss. And basically I said, pick something, anything, and do it for 1 year before you determine whether or not it works.
And all of his answers were negative, like, well, if I do that, then this will happen. You know, if I go keto, I'm going to have bad breath. I'm going to have fatigue.
Right. Like,
I'm going to have nausea.
Yeah. And that's not necessarily true for everybody. You may have it for a period of time, but not forever.
But every comment he came back with was negative. And I said to him, just get out of your own way.
Yeah, exactly.
I said, I hate to be so blunt, but it sounds like to me you're making excuses.
Yeah, not just making excuses, but you're like you said, get out of your own way. Don't you want to achieve this goal? Then why do you only point out the obstacles?
I don't think he did, because then Alex came back and said, you know, that he has an online
coaching business.
Now, health coaching or nutrition, and that he could help him. And the guy never responded.
Now it was either, no, I don't want your help, I want to stay like this, or yes, I want your help. And so then he just disappeared.
He didn't respond.
Yeah. Yeah. So what are you going to do? You know, not everybody gets it. Not everybody gets it. And when I say gets it, there's a lot of people who hear the information and on a intelligent level, they understand it, but then they just never apply it to anything. And that's very, very sad, because life goes really friggin' fast. Let me tell you.
You look up and 10 years have gone by.
Yeah. So you know what? Carpe diem.
Enjoy the ride.
And if diem's not there, carpe is brother. That's all.
And stop and smell the roses.
Stop and smell the roses. And, you know, and what about the occasional petunia? Let's not, you know, why is it just roses that get smelled, Lisa? Come on. All right, we'll see everybody next week.
Bye.
Mitochondrial and